Midnight by Allison Stagner. Returning to the dark house, hair picked clean by the journey, this is the moment the woman sees all she missed before. The way the sea is like a dish of milk brought to her door. How, inside, lamplight illuminates a tidy room. How, like a party favor, it's full of swans and irises. How the flowers on the wallpaper call to the bees and beetles in the walls of other houses, in other neighborhoods. How around the peaked edge of the roof, a fog bell feels for the perfume of these flowers, a place to roll itself. The woman imagines she is standing amid a scattering of paper pollen. She imagines she is standing on a dune that smells like dead letters. One rips free and blows into her hands. She unfolds it. It reads, "You can hold me for as long as you need." She holds the letter until the fog bell digs its fingers into the eaves once more, just as it rattled the abalone shells in her bedroom as a girl. And just as it became once, in a dream, the horn of a forgotten people, telling her to pull the feathered cape over her nightshirt, to let the horn's note carry her as the sea carries a boat, to war if necessary, under strange trees. She tries to hold the sound inside, make it a human sound, make it the voice of her parents, but it clacks like a gauge. The letter in her hands bursts into a spray of arrows. The arrows dissolve into falling stars, which burn holes in the braided rag rug. It's easier, the woman thinks aloud, to love the people who aren't right in front of you. Here, she is saying to you, impossibly. The woman is touching behind your ear with her purple-blue fingers. Do you feel them? Now she is pressing two white pigeons to your chest. Their heat clings to your shirt. Their cry isn't elegy. What it is has no word.